Hello. In this podcast, we will be discussing the book A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams. In short, the book takes place in downtown New Orleans, in a working-class neighborhood. The main characters who live here are a married couple named Stella and Stanley Kowalski. Stella's sister, Blanche Du Bois, leaves her hometown of Laurel, Mississippi to visit the couple. Blanche's main goal in visiting is to convince her sister Stella to leave her husband and current home in order to rent Belle Reve, a plantation they used to live on. Getting Stella to rent a plantation with Blanche gives Blanche the opportunity of being able to live the luxurious lifestyle she once had. This, however, does not settle well with Stanley, for he loves his wife through the sexual relationship they have. The wine for Stella and Blanche and Stanley reveals a dirty past and an unsettling future. This causes things to spiral out of control, to a point where Blanche becomes insane. This book is a little unusual in that it's in play format. Because of this, it's easy to understand the setting and tone, but also makes it interesting because it allows the reader to feel involved in the conflicts that arise between characters.
During and after reading the book, the themes of sexuality, mental illness, and desire become more apparent. Each of these themes giving the book a thrilling experience, keeping the readers on the edge and involved.
To start, we have Blanche, one of the more interesting characters. She tends to assert her sexuality towards young men. In doing so, she hopes to feel like a teen again. Blanche has trouble moving on from her past as she reminisces about her past love, a gay man who later commits suicide, and with a 17-year-old boy, she creates a love interest to one of Stanley's friends, Mitch. She is unable to mature and separate herself from the past. She ruins all future relations with both Mitch and Stella and Stanley. Stella asserts her sexuality towards Stanley. Stanley, being a physically abusive husband, does not push Stella away from him, but rather brings her closer to him. In physically abusing Stella, Stanley shows he is strong, something that attracts Stella a lot. Unlike Blanche, who is more attracted to money, Stella desires sex and control that Stanley asserts over her.
Another theme that is prevalent throughout the play is mental illness. The author uses the character's mental illness to characterize their actions in a way. During the time that this book and play was written, very little was known or understood about mental illness. For example, Blanche is frequently called crazy by her peers. This is a little bit of a spoiler alert. At the end of the play, Stanley has pushed Blanche's mental state so much so over the edge that she becomes violent. Stanley calls for the doctor to bring Blanche to a mental hospital, as he labels her as mentally unfit and unstable. Blanche frequently blames her nerves and her anxieties for her actions. However, no one takes this seriously enough until they believe that she has become mentally ill. Some may say that she can be characterized as having borderline personality disorder, where one has difficulty regulating emotions and has unstable mood, behavior, and relationships.
The title, A Streetcar Named Desire, relates to the story as a whole, due to each character's desire to have a lover. In Blanche's case, she desires a young lover in order to sustain a youthful image. Blanche goes to great extent to maintain an adolescent image. She goes so far that she has an affair with a 17-year-old student at a high school she used to teach at. Not only does she have an affair with young men, but she deceives and lies to make herself more appealing to Mitch, a friend of Stanley's. Mitch desires to attain a wife for his mother. Mitch's mother is on the verge of death. Her wish is to see her son married. Mitch's love for his mother is so strong that he considers marrying Blanche. This, however, does not happen because Blanche is being untruthful about her past. Stanley and Stella's desire to be with one another merely because they both enjoy having sex.
Additionally, another relevant idea in this play is women's dependence on men. To start, Blanche makes it appear that she lives an extremely lavish lifestyle, from the clothing she wears to the hotel she stays in. However, in reality, she cannot afford this lifestyle, instead has hopes of getting help from Shep Huntley for financial support. She knows that she needs to be dependent on a man in order to maintain her persona as a wealthy and classy woman. Additionally, Stella becomes fully dependent on Stanley, her husband, when she marries him. She takes on the name Mrs. Stanley Kowalski and all the responsibilities that are included in being his wife. She endures his physical and sexual abuse and willingly goes back to him after, showing the power he has over her and her dependence towards him. To many, this play can be considered a feminist play, as it does expose how men treated women at the time and how they were expected to respond. Blanche is seen as strange or taboo, as she suggests to Stella that she should leave Stanley after he hits her while drunk and then rapes Blanche. In their neighborhood, having an abusive husband was not out of the ordinary, especially as Stanley was seen as being a naturally aggressive man. This play is ahead of its time, as it was written and set in 1947, way before the feminist movement and its acknowledgement.
In A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams, the themes of sexuality, mental illness, and desire become apparent through each character's actions. Conflict between characters intrigues readers and sends them down a roller coaster of events to an unexpected ending.